So it matters to the young people that they get some guidance that is authentic. They are all love, all heart. We all start out all love, all heart. But we need that heart, that love, to be fed, to be nurtured. And the truth does that. They want to understand what is. They want their thought process back. And at any moment, despite a long hibernation, our own need for our authentic voice may come again. That's what happened to me, you know? Our longing for our full vitality. Truly, truly, that is the only way to it. It's a good way to full vitality. Plato, however, worried about this, the openness of youth. And Popper explains why. Quote from Popper, another difficulty of utopian social engineering is related to the problem of the dictator's successor. And I comment, while Popper was writing with the example of Hitler et al., dictators who made use of Plato's theories and were made use of by Plato's tribesmen before his eyes, writing because he saw that fascist ideology is and all totalitarianisms are rooted in Plato's political theories, i.e. in Plato's rationalizations of class. I have no idea if Popper was aware of the degree of the hidden Plato's tribesmen self-organization. That he had some awareness of their existence seems highly likely to me, as it's hard to imagine them not trying to recruit him, given the breadth of his knowledge of ancient languages and civilizations and Marxist theory. Point being, I mean, that's a plus. I guess I assume folks knew what I meant by that. That's a plus because they want to obviously sucker. You can't sucker righteous, loving political youth unless you know what you're talking about. So that was also an advantage from Power's point of view, probably. Point being, he knew these guys are seriously into breeding and that their solution to this problem of succession was likewise Plato-derived. Continuing with Popper. The very sweep of such a utopian undertaking makes it improbable that it will realize its ends during the lifetime of one social engineer or group of engineers. And if the successors do not pursue the same ideal, then all the sufferings of the people for the sake of the ideal may have been in vain. And I have to interject, does Popper not show us how to think? Is this not a skill we want our young people to become adept in? Should not the open society and its enemies be required reading for teenagers? Popper would have us think. The power guys and their power-propped media would have us sleep. Continuing, a generalization of this argument leads to a further criticism of the utopian approach. This approach, it is clear, can be of practical value only if we assume that the original blueprint, perhaps with certain adjustments, remains the basis of the work until it is completed. But that will take some time. It will be a time of revolutions, both political and spiritual, and of new experiments and experience in the political field. It is therefore to be expected that ideas and ideals will change. What had appeared the ideal state to the people who made the original blueprint may not appear so to their successors. If that is granted, then the whole approach breaks down. And I interject here, although I'm going to revisit this comment of Popper's in a minute, but I interject here because it struck me that we were being disappeared, we commoners, from this whole discussion, analysis, and this is not just from this one little section, obviously, but from my sense of Popper's argument, that he has this blind spot. And he would be the first to agree that we got to discuss these things. Ideas have to be tested in the fire of discussion, as Proudhon says. And it may be That pauper has a mild case of the myopia of class, and there's a page posted to the blog page toward the end, which was the original blog page, and then a lot of my commentary got sort of stuck on top. My links to this show's text, because, as you know, kept getting pages deactivated or whatnot. But in any case, it's toward the end. Karl Popper and the Education of Youth, which is the page that has excerpts from the first volume, The Spell of Plato, the first volume of The Open Society and Its Enemies. That Popper assumes that incremental improvement is the best we can do. Of course, this is pre what we are dealing with right now, which I did not fully appreciate. Shame on me. Well, it was really difficult to read anything new once the targeting started, because you know your head is swollen, your brain feels aflame, and it's hard to think. And I know folks will not credit this, but there's a room, a little tiny room, where my son stuck all the books, got them out the garage, and put them up on shelves. And so I go in there, sort of like a little teeny weeny library, and every time I go in that room, it's like they get crazy, hitting me hard. It's like they do not, I know. This is so difficult to accept, that this is the state we got, that hovers drones in the distance and watches us and targets us if we have been targeted, if we have been designated disobedient, but it is the state we got. In any case, I should have read more of Nikola Tesla, but when I was reading him for Waking Up, it was to talk about his influence, linking us through his system of world telegraphy. And I was just focused so on writing this book on work that I just totally forgot that, as I told you a couple weeks ago, this brother in the trade was talking about the transmission of electricity, energy through the air. And, you know, that just, I just skip, focus on what I'm looking for. So I credit Nikola's taking charge on his birthday. That was a birthday present to us. Oh my goodness. But now that we are aware of what was going on around the turn of the century, the 20th century, the end of the 19th century, or turn of that century, what was going on with these global guys? I mean, we needed there were a lot of missing pieces that to do with their degree of getting busy at the end of the, in the aftermath of the French Revolution. So I'm really glad we went through that process. But to go through that process and realize that these guys are active and busy and on the move and determined, republic in hand, and then to learn that Nikola Tesla went to them and said, by the way, we can create world peace. Yes, this is the most devastating weapon ever created, but for that very reason, right? So this is the argument we're going to be exploring in upcoming shows. If he had not gone to the wrong folk, if we had been active and amassed the resources somehow to support him. Anyway, Popper did not know that Nikola Tesla's work was in their hands and being used to suppress dissent, most likely, almost as he wrote. And that might be pushing it a little bit, but when we learned that in 1914, thousands of folk, I'm jumping a little bit ahead here, thousands of folk were working on this. And that the guy from the radio lab, physics laboratory back in 1980 or so said to Margaret Cheney that they were well on their way in the 30s. And knowing how impatient these folk are, I wonder if it pleased them to dispense with Nikola a little early. You know, I read that he was had a thing about germs, because, you know, this bombardment simulates. If you don't know that's what's happening to you, flu-like symptoms, you know, because you feel stuffy, your head feels swollen, and your throat is full of mucus and gets sore. And he had difficulty hanging on to weight, as I do, as Prince did. So, I mean, it's all sort of water under the bridge, but right after that, then right after he died, 43, you know, shortly almost thereafter, there goes U.S. into World War II, and a whole lot of folk got wiped out. And in that process, nobody's thinking about Nikola Tesla's secret weapon anymore. That memory was literally eradicated. That has to concern us. Which is why, I mean, they are not concerned about these shows. We may say we have figured it out, but they play the long game, don't they? And if they can wipe out the knowledge, the memory of what Nikola Tesla did in terms of transmitting electrical energy through air, they can wipe out, they could easily wipe out the methodically pieced together understanding that we have developed as to these guys' existence. They ain't no Illuminati. They are some very, very damaged folk who got abandoned as children and have no second thoughts about massive eliminations of their brothers and sisters.